Joined on the line by Cove Ramblers manager Stephen Henderson. Stephen, two games into this league season, two games unbeaten. Are you happy enough with the start?
Yeah, we're very happy with it, Rory. You know, I don't think many people would have envisaged us getting 4 points from away to Shells and home to Drogheda. So we're really delighted with that. But I think if we look back on the match against Drogheda, they were there for the taking. So, you know, we're a little bit disappointed we haven't got the 6 points. But we won't be selfish. The lads have been doing brilliant. So, you know, we're just getting ourselves ready for Limerick next week.
Shane O'Connor finally getting his goal against Drogheda, and that was the result of some fantastic build-up play.
It was very good. We kept the ball very well, and we moved it. They were down to 10 men, and the boys were moving the ball around great. You know, we're at them to get more and more crosses into the box, you know. We don't think we've done that enough the other night. But obviously, when we did get the cross in, it was brilliant from Moyla to send it back. And Shane's finish was fantastic. And it was only right that the kid scored, because, again, he was great on the night. So we're kind of hoping that sets him off on a little run now. You know, he sent the ball back where it was supposed to go. It was a great finish. So hopefully he can the goals will come and match the quality of his overall play.
What's been the most pleasing aspect of the opening two games?
I just think, especially against Drogheda, Rory, that's a game we would have lost last year. Drogheda were very physical. The likes of Finn Harps last year and Wexford Youth were strong teams, and we kind of lost those battles. We didn't do that this year. You know, I think we would have kept a clean sheet again, only for, I thought the penalty was extremely harsh to be given on Corey. You know, the ball bounced up. His hand never went towards the ball. You know, so it would have been another clean sheet. So if you look at it, you know, we've played 4 competitive games and we've only conceded 1 goal in those, and that was a penalty. So that's really, really pleasing. The way we're able to battle our way through matches, and then when we can play a bit of ball, we'll do that. So, like, the lads, they're young and they're learning how to play League of Ireland football. It's not pretty at times. They understand that. Sometimes you have to dig in. And, you know, when we go down to Limerick next week, you know, this is going to be another battle, and we'll have our game plan. And we just believe these kids have the intelligence to carry that game plan out, and we'll give Limerick good room for their money.
Conversely, which areas on the park do you need to improve on?
Well, it's not where we need to improve. Like, our midfield, you know, we're trying a new shape in our midfield. And, you know, when we lost Dave Curran, we literally had to make 4 or 5 changes just because one player went off, and that disrupted us. But credit to the players, they got the grips with it eventually. So, you know, we just need to nail how we are in that shape. Unfortunately, we're in a position now where Kevin Mulcahy, our centre-half and captain, he's got a scan on his hamstring. Our other centre-half, James Furlong, looks like he may have cartilage damage. Dave Curran got injured against Drogheda, but he played the other night, thank God. So, like, the centre-half position, we're thin on. But, you know, defensively, we've looked good, but we can still improve. Midfield, we've looked good, we can still improve. And, you know, Rob Lahan is doing an unbelievable amount of work for us. But again, like Shane, we'd love him to get his first goal so as he could, he can, you know, go on a bit of a run, which I believe Rob will do because he's a quality footballer. So, like, you know, Rory, we're not getting carried away. We know in all areas of the pitch we can get better. But while we're getting better, we know we have to work hard, and these kids have worked extremely hard, and we're extremely proud of them so far.
Now you're heading up to Limerick on Saturday night. You're facing Limerick side, top of the table after 2 games. They scored 9 goals. Have you been able to see them in action this season? And if so, have you been impressed by them?
Well, yeah, we played them in the semi-final of the Munster Senior Cup, and we bet them 1-0. They had our strongest 11 out that night, and they were very good. We've had them watched against Waterford again last week, and although they scored 5 goals, all reports suggested that they could have conceded 5 as well. It looks like they're here to go and win 5 and 6 nil every week. So we kind of have to prepare for that, be solid, defend well, and then take our chances when they come along. We know what they're about. We know they're a good side. We know they'll probably win this league. But it would be nice for someone like us to go down to the Markets Field in front of 2,500-3,000 people, come away with a result and show the rest of the league, you can get something from them if you organise yourself right. That's the plan anyway.
Fingers crossed. And the Munster Derby aspect as well kind of adds a little bit of spice to it, I guess.
Oh, it does, yeah, but you never beat a Cork derby. But, you know, the Munster derbies will have to do, you know, and we're all looking forward to going down to the Marcus Field. It's an iconic ground, similar to Turner's Cross, when Turner's Cross went to the league for a while. We all missed it. So it's you know, it's brilliant to have that ground back. It looks like the Limerick public are responding to it. It looks like we're going to have a bus going down as well, which is unheard of over the last few years. So that's brilliant news as well. So, like, you know, what's important for our players is that, you know, I know it's a cliche at this stage, Rory, but don't play the occasion. It is a game of football. Don't get caught up in the, you know, the razzmatazz of a Munster derby, the Marcus Field, big crowd. We have a game plan. Go down and execute that and try and come away here with at least a point.
Excellent, Stephen. We wish you the very best of luck on Saturday night.
Rory, thanks a million.